Castillo turned to 2, the translation of which was, "Other options? Maybe C-5. Maybe C-141s. How many 141s would be necessary? Where could they land?" Now that the Ronald Reagan was going to ferry the choppers, it was no longer necessary to give consideration to using a C-5 Galaxy or 2 or more of its little brothers, the C-141 Starlifter transport aircraft, to get them to South America. That would have posed all kinds of problems, including coming up with a cover story to hide where a C-5, one of the largest aircraft in the world, was headed and why. Castillo deleted all of 2 and turned to 3, the translation of which was, "What about Alexander Pevsner? Where is he? Does he have any connection with these drug people? Where's his Bell Ranger helicopter?" He renumbered 3 to 2, then shook his head and sighed audibly. Then he held down the control key, typed ENC, and thus encrypted the file. He saved the file, then closed the top of the laptop. He took the manila envelope containing the photographs from beneath the computer. He pulled the image of Randolph Richardson IV and himself from the envelope. He looked at it. Problems don't go away by ignoring them. And oh boy, do I have a doozy of a problem here. Perhaps unconsciously, perhaps by habit, he raised the lid of the laptop and began to deal with this problem as he did with most others with many facets. That was to say, as a staff study. But no clever little abbreviations this time. I can't afford to fuck this up. He pushed the new key and started to type. Facts bearing on the problem. The male child, known as Randolph Richardson IV, is in fact the biological child of Mrs. Bethany Richardson and C.G. Castillo, having been conceived out of wedlock shortly before the then Miss Wilson married Randolph Richardson III, whose name presumably appears on the birth certificate. Discussion. Considering the ramifications of the above, and inasmuch as the human animal is capable of unlimited self-deception, the following must be taken into consideration. 1. BWR probably has considered the strong possibility that her first child was conceived in the Daleville Inn with CGC rather than wherever the hell she was on her honeymoon, and by RR3. She has decided that A. Her liaison with CGC did not occur during her fertility vulnerability, and her honeymoon with Righteous did, and that therefore RR3 is the father of RR4, or B. More likely, that little would be gained and there would be a great deal to be lost by fessing up. C. Why didn't she tell me? Roman numeral 1, because that would be fessing up. Roman 2, because she knew there was a good chance I wouldn't give a damn. Would I have? Roman 3, because I might have rushed in and announced I wanted to do the right thing, which means everybody would have known what happened, that for one there was a certain hypocrisy in her virginal white bridal gown. Roman 4, and her parents would have known of her little indiscretion. 2. Who else knows or suspects? A. RR3 would have no reason to suspect anything, and probably was proud as hell when people thought that he made his bride pregnant on the honeymoon. Roman numeral 1. If he suspected later, child doesn't look like either of them, it would be hard for him to accept. Roman 2. If he somehow found out, including if BWR was overwhelmed with guilt or got plastered and let it out in a fight, etc., He would either have to keep his mouth shut or be faced with the humiliation of having it whispered up and down the long gray line that CGC had impregnated his virgin bride. Since that would affect his career, he would keep his mouth shut. Roman 3, or, equally possible, BWR told him, and they decided between them that the best way to deal with the problem would be to pretend it had never happened. But is it possible for anyone to sit on something so emotionally charged for that long? 13 years, more or less, depending on when she told him. B. General and Mrs. Wilson. Unlikely. Neither of them would suspect that their precious little girl could possibly do something like this. C. Her friends. Unlikely. There are secrets, and there are secrets, and this is not the kind to be shared with girlish giggles. D.
Abuela. Oh, God.
Roman numeral 1. If Abuela could take a 10-second look at a black-and-white photograph of a 12-year-old she had never seen in her life and firmly declare, "That's my grandson, he has Jorge's eyes," or words to that effect, then there is absolutely no chance in hell that Abuela doesn't know. So why hasn't she said anything? Because she figures the kid would be better off where he is? Or maybe she has said something, indirectly, with all that talk about me not having a family and getting a dog. But a dog is not the kid. The kid? He's your son, you asshole. Your blood, the fruit of your loins, the whole goddamn 9 yards. And what about the boy? What's better for him? Castillo stopped typing, looked at what he had written, ran the cursor over everything to highlight it, and then put his finger on the delete key. This is not going to go away by sending it into cyberspace. Then he held down the control key, then typed ENC. He saved the now encrypted file as Fatherhood and turned off the laptop.